Daar deed je wat in, zusters? Je kunt rijden dan hier. What did I write, brothers and sisters, on the board? Huh? Okay. Tati hadihil yau kabla laita. So Yah has come. Are you with me? The Yah has come. But where is Munada? Munada is mazuf. Yah is a harfu nida, particle of calling. So where is the person or persons called? They are mazuf, around him, you know. So when you say on the Yawmul Qiyama, you are saying to everybody who's around you, maybe brother, maybe friends, maybe family members, Ya laitani kuntu turab. I wish I were a dust, then I don't have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you with me? So here, Masood is saying, Ya laytana. So what is Ya harfunida? Where is Munada? Mahzuf. Layta, brother and sister, min akhwatu inna. And what is Na? What is Na? Ismu Layta Mansubun. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. But it's so beautiful and it's very easy. Fine, brother. Where is khabar laita? Jumla fi'liya. Got that here? Ya laita nashtahadna. Ya laita nashtahadna. Tawala al-ami. What is tawala? Tawala, what is tawala? Is mansub. Zarfu zaman. And ami is mudaf ilayhi. مرداف الله توال الامي what is the meaning of توال الامي year round how we wish we had worked hard year round كما نشتهد الان as we are working now sister Sukhaina what is the next word what is kubaila Ismu Tasgi, we did yesterday. You were not there. We did yesterday. Buaida and Kubaila. Kubaila al-imtihani, shortly before imtihani. So we have woken up to work hard just before exam. If only we could have worked year round the way we are working hard just before exam. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Is it clear? The meaning is clear, Sister Naima? Inshallah? The mother is saying, Kunu mutafailina. What is the translation of these? Be optimistic. Be optimistic. Kunu mutafailina. What is kunu? Felu amran. Mabniun ala. Mabniun ala hadfi noon. Mabniun ala hadfi noon. And where is the ismu kunu? Wow. And where is the khabar kunu? Mansub. Mansub. Bilya. Liannahu jama mudhakar salim. Fine. Kunu mutafailina wa la takunu. What is la takunu? La nahiya and takunu fi'lun mudari'un nakisun majzumun bi hadfinun and ismu kana is waw and then where is khabar kana Mutasha imina. Is it majroor or mansub? Has to be mansub because it is khabar kana. Khabar kana is always mansub. Now comes la da'iya lil khawf. What is this la? La nafiyatu lil jinn. Brothers and sisters, I'm not stopping here to explain in detail la nafiyatu lil jinn because it is coming in after a few pages and then I'll explain you in detail. In complete detail, la nafiyatu lil jinn. If I have time, later on I'll do it. Otherwise, we'll do it inshallah. Fine. La da'iya lil khawf. There is absolutely, absolutely, absolutely no need to fear. No reason to fear. But what is the verb? Look at it, brother. Da'a. Yada'u. What is the meaning of da'a? To call. The meaning is to call. And what is the ism fa'il? One who calls. But there is another meaning of da'in. One is the person who calls. The other meaning of da'in is need or reason. This is another meaning of da'in. Okay, brothers and sisters? So, da'in, what is actually da'in? Da'iyun. Make it mansub. Da'iyan. But you see, la nafiyatu lil jins has the ism with one fata. And it is mabni ala fata. Ismu la nafiyatu lil jins is mabni ala fata. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So that is why it came to la da I ya. Okay. What is lil khawf? Jar majur. Shibu jumla. Khabar. La nafiyatu lil jins. Inshallah. You have some idea, mashallah. Now we will go in detail later on. Okay. So in the category of reasons and need, there is no need to be afraid, you know. فَإِنَّكُمْ طُلَّابٌ مُجْتَهِدُونَ because you are hard-working students. فَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ لَا بُدَّ okay, again, what is this لَا بُدَّ? Same لَا نَافِيَةُ لِلْجِنْسِ Brother, the meaning of بُدَّ, بُدُّن, what is the meaning of buddhun? Escape. What is it? Escape. Way out. Okay. Alternative. This is the meaning of Buddha. But when you use it as a la Buddha min. Okay, then it becomes, it is necessary. You have no escape. You have to. So the meaning is, it is necessary. Or it is imperative. Are you with me? It is imperative. What is imperative? Then the statement, So remember, it will come like la buddha min. So la buddha, brother and sister, buddha is ismu la nafiyatu lil jins mabniun ala fata. Mabniun ala fata. Okay. So, now what is the statement after min, brother and sister? Siqati. Siqati. What is siqati? Confidence. Trust, faith. Sekati means confidence, trust, faith. Bi anfusikum. How will you translate? You must have have faith in yourself. You should have faith in yourself. But brother, this translation is not enough to justify the meaning. See the power and intensity of La Nafiyatul Jins. You cannot translate and have the same force of meaning. La Buddha Minas Sikati Bi Anfusikum. You must have faith in yourself. Got the idea? Among yourself, right? See how beautiful the statement is, how beautiful the sentences are, once you understand it. Now, Brother Muhammad, this thing has to be read several times to sink in. Because these are all new things that are coming in our way. And we got to read it over and over again. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, you will read it over and over again. And I'm going very slowly, brothers and sisters. Fine, brothers. What is the next one? Malaka tatasa'abu ya Aba Bakrin. Malaka tatasa'abu ya Aba Bakrin. What is the meaning of tatasa'abu? To yawn. To yawn. So, tasa'aba. Okay? No, in this, there is no participation. And there is no izhar of demonstration of something which is not there. He's not feigning. Okay? This is just simple thing. Ma laka tatasa abu ya Aba Bakrin. What a beautiful sentence, brother. Tanawaltu. Now, what is the meaning of tanawaltu? I took. And what did you do with dawa? You drink it. You drink it. Are you with me, brother? Tanawaltu dawa'an ba'dal futuri. Translate, brothers and sisters. I took the medicine after breakfast. Fine. Okay. Tanawaltu dawa'an. Where is the fi'l? Tanawal. Remember, tanawal. Tu is your fa'l. Where is maf'ulun bihi? Dawa'an. Ba'dal futur. Futur is breakfast, brother. Now here is something very important to note, brother and sister. Yabdu. What does it mean, brother? Yabdu. Are you all with me? A heavy duty new grammar rule is coming in this simple sentence. Yabdu. What is the meaning of it? It seems. We in English will say it seems. What does it seem? Annahu munavi mun. Annahu munavi mun. So what is this? Anna, sister of inna. And who is? Ismu inna mansub. And what is munavim? Khabar anna. Are you with me? Khabar anna. Fine. Let us figure out what is munavim. What is munavim? Nawwama. What is it? Ism? Fine. Nawwama yunavvimu. Nawwama means to put somebody to sleep. Are you with me? Nama is you went to sleep. Nawwama, somebody put you to sleep. So nama is intransitive and you bring it in form 2, you make it transitive. Okay? And then nawwama yunavvimu munavvim means it is, this medicine is a sleep inducing. This medicine puts you to sleep. Fine, brother and sister. Now, yabdu. What is the madi, brother and sisters? Bada. How will you write bada? Brother and sisters? Bada is nakis. Yabdu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, where is the File of Bada. Yabadu. Where is the file? No, vav is, vav is, you know, yabduvu, part of the word. Where is the file? Mustatir. We will always think like that. But no, it is not mustatir. You know, you must pay attention, every one of you, brothers and sisters. There will be certain verbs in which the file is al-mastar al-mu'awwal. What is al-mastar al-mu'awwal? We have studied that al-mastar al-mu'awwal is an. Remember, an, harfu nasbin, wa mastariyin, and then fi'lun, mudariun, mansubun. Together, they become mastar mu'awwal. This is what we have studied. That is one form of mastar mu'awwal. Anna, remember, min akhwatu inna, anna plus ismu anna and plus khabru anna is another form of mastar mu'awwal. Now you got to remember it, Brother Hasan. See, if you read it on your own, it is explained. If you read it on your own, you will say, what is this, you know? I have been so used to figuring out mastar mu'awwal is an plus fail mudariya mansub. And what's going on now here? Brother, this is advanced study. In which, what did I say, brother and sister? Anna plus ismu anna, which will be mansub, and then khabar anna. The whole thing is mastar mu'awwal. Another form of mastar mu'awwal. So now, is there a third form? No. There are only two forms. Either is an, which is harfu nasbin wa mastariyin, plus fi'l mudariya mansub. That is one form of mastar mu'awwal. What is the second form of mastar mu'awwal, brother? Anna plus ismu anna plus khabar anna. This is another form of mastar mu'awwal. So here, that mastar mu'awwal, what is that mastar mu'awwal? Annahu munavvimun is the file for yabtukatayli. Inshallah, you'll remember. It's not difficult. So what is the meaning? The medicine, it made me sleep. Okay? Are you with me? It seems, what does it seem? That the medicine is munavvim, sleep inducing. Inshallah, you will come across this in the Quran. In the Quran. And if you do not have this knowledge, brothers and sisters, you will not translate it properly. You won't understand properly. And if you sometimes have to translate, your translation will be very accurate. And I feel sorry for those people who only rely on translation and they do not make an effort to learn the language. To me, it is a sad thing. We must learn the language and must understand the translation. But learning the language is the most important thing, inshallah. اذهب إلى غرفتك واستريح. Form 10. What is the verb? استراح. يستريح. Inshallah. You will remember. Maybe write it down. استراح. يستريح. Istaraha yastarihu. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? And from there, istarih, rest, amar, fine. Alhamdulillah. So you are now quick at identifying the verbs, which is excellent, alhamdulillah. Yakhruju Abu Bakrin. Abu Bakr goes out, brother. Umar is saying, Ya Ustaz, inna, what is after inna? Hazaini. What is it? Haza, hazani. Remember, haza, hazihi, zalika, tilka, ulaika, haulai, they are all mabni. But the dual form, hazani, hatani, they are mu'arrab. So, inna, hazaini. So, what is hazaini? Ismu inna mansubun. Wa alamatu nasbihi al-ya'u. Li'annahu musanna. Very good. And what is after that, Sister Abir Atali Baini? MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Beautiful. Excellent. May Allah bless you and all of us and increase us in knowledge. Inna hazaini talibaini. Okay. Yatashajarani. See? Tashajara. Yatashajarani. See now in this, again, it's reciprocal. You know, they quarrel with each other. What is the meaning of the yatashajarani? They are quarreling with each other. Daiman, they are always quarreling. Okay. Arju an tansahuma. Nasaha, to give advice. Tansahu, an has come, tansaha huma. I request you to advise them, you know, guide them. Okay. Limat tashajuru. Ya Hamid. Limat tashajuru. Tashajuru, brother. What is it? Master. Yatashajarani was? What was it, brother and sister? Yatashajarani? Mudariya. Mudariya, brother. It is, of course, jumla failure coming as a khabar for inna. That is correct. Okay. So, how will you define this? Yatashajarani, fi'lun, mudariyun, marfu'un, bi-subuti-nun. And where is the file? Al-alif. Alifu musanna is the file. Alhamdulillah. You don't have to say li'annahu here. Because it is directly file, inshallah. Okay. Fine. Limat tashajuru, this is your master. How will you translate? Why quarrel? Why quarreling? Are you with me? Why are you quarreling? Okay. But in English, we'll say, why are you quarreling? But here it means, why quarreling? Okay. Hamid is saying, Inna Abbasan. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Yakulu li daiman. How will you translate? Indeed, the Abbas always tells me. What does he tell you? Ya awaru. Ya awaru. Oh, one-eyed. How children, you know, nickname and insult. Oh, one-eyed. What will you say in Urdu? It's not nice. You know, oh Kane. That's not nice, brother. Are you with me? Oh Kana. That's not nice to address somebody, brother. Okay. Abbas says, Huwa yakululi, he always tells me, Ya Araju. What is the meaning of Araju? Lame, cripple. What will you say in Urdu? Oh Langade. What will you say in Gujarati, Badasan? Oh, Langara. Are you with me? No, that is not a nice way to address somebody. Now, what is the next sentence, brothers and sisters? La yajuzu hadha ya akhawaiya. Ya akhawaiya. Are you with me? What is, first, tell me akhawaiya. What is akhawaiya? It is akhawani. And then ya, akhwaya. That is the original thing. Akhwaya. It was akhwani. You want me to write it? Let me write it, brother. Akhwani plus ya. What will happen now, brothers and sisters? Ache wa ya. Now you put ya here. Now this ya will make acha vaini plus ya mutakallim. In both cases, brothers and sisters, this will be dropped. And I should write down ya here, brothers and sisters. I should write down ya here. Ya akhawaini. I drop the noon. So we have sukun here, sukun here. So I have to give fatah here. So now there is an idgham. So what is the result, brother? Ya akha vai ya. Inshallah. Another revision. Okay, inshallah. La yajuzu haza ya khawaiya. Jaza yajuzu, permissible. Where is the file of yajuzu? Haza is the file. Haza. This is not permissible, oh brothers, my brothers. This is not permissible. So haza is the file. Sister Maimuna. Yajuzu, haza is the file. And in this yajuzu, it is intransitive. There will be no mafulun bihi. Ama samaytuma. Now what is this, brother? Samaytuma. Where is the file? Tuma. Dual. Later on, Sister Manas, when you will go further deep into study, then tu is the file. At that time, tu will be the file. But for simplicity, we say Tuma is a file. Kaulahu ta'ala fi surat al-hujarat wa la tanabazu bil alkab. And do not insult each other by calling names. Tanabazu. Okay, brother and sister? What kind of a verb is this, brother? Tanabaza. Yatana bazu. What is this tanabazu with waw? No. There is an extra ta dropped. Make it anta. Anta tatana bazu. Tatana bazani. And tatana bazuna. So remove one ta. Make it lighter. Fala tana. Tana. Bazu. Are you with me? Fala tana bazu. So filu mudharyun majzumun biazifinun. This is la nahiya. Bil alkab. Do not, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do not insult each other, call each other by names which are not right. Okay. What tana buzu. And what is tanabuzu? What is tanabuzu? Mastar. Huwa an yada'uwa ba'duna ba'dan bi-lakabin bi-lakabissu'i bi-lakabissu'i. Wa tanabuzu huwa an yada'uwa ba'duna ba'dan bi-lakabissu'i. Okay. Where is the file for yada'uwa? Ba'du. Ba'du. Ba'du is the file. Final. La yanbaghi lil muslimina. It is not appropriate. It's not wajib. La yanbaghi means la yajibu. And yatanabadu. Okay? It is not appropriate for Muslims to call each other names. Fakad nahana Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fakad nahana. What is this naha? Naha yanha. See? That aleph has been changed. Okay? This is the verb, brother. What is this? Naha. And then you say na. Are you with me? And you write it like this. So this should not confuse you. Should not confuse you. Naha is fi'al madi. Naha yanha. It is naqis. Okay. Nahana Allahu. Allah has forbidden, prevented. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now what is this tabaraka? Form 6. Blessed. So what is tabaraka wa ta'ala? Parenthetical sentence. So tabaraka means blessed is he. Blessed be God. And ta'ala, exalted be he. So this is parenthetical sentence, but the beauty of this is that they are from form 6, which we are studying. Which we are studying right now. Fakad nahana Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala. We always say tabarak wa ta'ala. Anhu. Jar majur. Wa sammahu. So again, what is samma? Same thing. It is naqis. What is samma? Can anybody tell me? Form 2. Mudariya? Yusammi. Samma, yusammi. Wa sammahu. And called it, samma will have two mafulun bihi. Hu mafulun bihi, number one. And fusukan. This is immoral. It is immoral to call somebody bad names and insult someone with bad names. Okay? Brother, watch carefully. What is the next sentence? Fatuba. Fatuba. What is tuba? It is amar, mashallah, mashallah. Sister Hafsa, may Allah bless you with more knowledge. And all of us. MashaAllah. Tuba, how will you define tuba? Fi'lu amrin mabniun ala hazfinun. Where is the file? Alif. Tuba ilallahi. Dual. What is the meaning of tuba ilallahi? Two of you turn to Allah in repentance. What is it, brothers and sisters? Two of you turn to Allah in repentance. Wastagfirahu. What is this? Wastagfirahu. Again, amar. Dual. See, we got to watch. Same, you know. Fi'lun amrin mabniun ala azbinun. Wastagfirahu. Okay. And who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And it is mafulun bihi. So turn to Allah in repentance. And seek his forgiveness. And seek forgiveness from him. Hamid wa Abbas. What are they doing, brothers and sisters? Natubu ilallahi. What is the translation? We turn to Allah in repentance. We turn to Allah in repentance. Wa nastaghfiruhu. And we seek his forgiveness. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? These are plain. Natubu, fi'lun mudariun, marfun bi, dhamma. Fa'il mustatir, takdiruhu, nahnu. But what kind of a verb is this, natubu? What is madi? Taba. What kind of a verb is that? Al-ajwaf al-wawi. Al-ajwafu al-wawiyu. Are you with me? Al-ajwafu al-wawiyu. Fine, brother. Brother and sister, awaddu, this is a new word, and it's a very beautiful word. Awaddu, I like. Awaddu, what is the madi? Wadda. Wadda is mudaf. Wadda, yawaddu. Very nice word, brother. What is the meaning of it? Ahabba. Ahabba. You have poor. Ahabba, yuhibbu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Awaddu. Awaddu. And tatasafaha. Can somebody tell me the meaning? That you two shake hands with each other. Wadda means ahabba. Huh? He liked. Huh? Okay, so awaddu, I like, and tatasafaha. Tatasafaha, that you shake hands with each other. Brother and sister, how will you define tatasafaha? Fi'lun, mudariun, mansubun, bi hadhfi nun. Where is the file? Al-Alif, mashallah. And Mastar Mu'awwal fi mahalli nasbin mafulun bihi. Very good. Right? And what is the next sentence, brother? Yatasafahani. What is the meaning of yatasafahani? They shook each other's hand. See, again, participation. Are you with me? Al-Musharakatu. Very good, brother. Now, Ali is saying, Arju an tasmahali bil insirafi. But insiraf is zahab. What is insiraf? Zahab. Going. Zahaba yadhabu. What is the master? Zahabun. And insarafa yansarifu. Master is insiraf. What is the meaning of insiraf? Zahab. Going. فَإِنَّنِي أَشْعُرُ بِتَعَبٍ شَدِيدٍ. Because I am feeling terribly fatigued. I am very, very tired. Al-Mudaris. إِيَّاكَ أَن تَتَمَارَدَ. إِيَّاكَ أَن تَتَمَارَدَ. No kasra. What is tatamarada? Beware. Stay away from pretending that you are sick. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. And now here, tamarada is to pretend to be sick when you are not really sick. So this is what the teacher is telling. See how beautiful the dialogues are. How many new words from Form 6 in all its characteristics are presented to us. That is the beauty and the farsightedness and the design of the Dr. Saab's book, brothers and sisters. Okay, now previously we studied Iyaka wa. Are you with me? Iyaka wal hasada. Okay, now if it was to be waw there, what will you say? Iyaka wa tamaruda. Are you with me? Write it down, brother. Iyaka wa tamaruda. Brothers and sisters, I wrote down something. Watch it carefully. If you were to use waw, as we used it before, then the noun comes and it is mansub. Sahi? Iyaka wal hasadu. Are you with me? Now, the point is, brothers and sisters, if you remove the waw, then Mastar Muawwal will come. When you use Mastar Muawwal, you cannot use Wow. Sister Nasri, when you use Mastar Muawwal, then you cannot use Wow. Are you with me? Sister Madina, look at her. Iyaka wat tama ruda. Now this is your Mastar. A noun. And what is this? Al-Mastar Muawwal. Now, if you want to use Mastar Muawwal, then you cannot use Waw. The Waw can not be used. It has to be eliminated. Are you with me? And when you say Iyaka Ant Tatamarada, then this is the verb which is Mazuf. What is this verb? Hazzara, yuhazziru, to warn somebody. So you are saying, uhazziru, I warn you not to feign. Okay? I warn you from feigning. I warn you from pretending that you are sick. So, hazzara, yuhazziru has two mafulun bihi. Where is mafulun bihi number one? Iyaka. And what is mafulun bihi number two? In this, brothers and sisters, this cannot be mafulun bihi number two because waw has come. And in that case, there's another verb which comes after waw. I have given you explanation before, brother. Uhudziru iyaka and then wahzar. Hazira. Hazira yahzaru ihzar. But don't worry, brother. Do not go in too much details. Just remember that if you use waw, then it is mastar. And if you use mastar muawwal, there is no waw. You cannot use waw. Has Dr. Sahib given us this explanation? Number 92, brothers and sisters, page number 92. In the previous lesson, we learned the tahdeer. Iyaka wahadhar rajula. Okay? So tahdeer, brother, tahdeer is a mastar. It is coming from hazzara. Yuhazziru. What is the meaning of tahdhir? Warning. Okay? Now, if the thing warned against is... Highlight the sentence. Highlight this sentence. If the thing warned against is a mastar muawwal, the waw is omitted. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Sister Madina? Is it clear, inshallah? Sister Sukhaina, Sister Nasreen, Sister Maimuna, Aisha, inshallah it's clear, Sumayya, Brother Muhammad, Brother Hassan. If you use Mastar Muawwal, then waw cannot come. Okay. Look at this, brother and sister, the new sentence. Iyaka wa nauma fil fasli. Wa nauma. Okay. Now, you have to change nauma into Mastar Muawwal. So what will that be? Iyaka antanama fil fasli. Not wa antanama. You cannot use waw, brothers and sisters. So these are very beautiful sentences. Inshallah, you will use them, brothers and sisters, and study them. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Is it clear? The rest of the sentence... Iyakum wa zina. Okay? And how will you change that? Iyakum antaznu. Iyakunna wal hasada. Iyakunna antasudna. And then iyaki wal nisyan. So what is nisyan? Forgetfulness. So what will you say? Iyaki an Tansai. You got to write down these things. Practice it, brother, and figure out. And if you can, if it's possible, analyze it. So when you say Iyaki or Iyaka or Kum or Kunna, and then you use Masdar Muawwal, then this is Mafulun Bihi number one, and this is Mafulun Bihi number two. And where is the verb? Verb is Mahzuf. What is the verb? Uhadziru. This is, I warned you. Okay. Inshallah. Is it clear, brothers and sisters? A'udhu billahi an akuna min al-kathibin. What will be the translation? I seek refuge from Allah that I be one of those who tell lies. Okay. Idham, go. Shafakallahu. May Allah restore you to health. Mas'ud, ya ustaz. Nushika, oh brother. Awshaka. What is awshaka? Min akhwatu kana. Min akhwatu kana. What is the meaning of it? On the verge of it. At the point of something finishing, okay? Almost, you can say. Nushika an nata. Natakharraja. Takharraja, form 5. Natakharraja. Translation? We are on the verge of graduating. We are at the stage of now, about to graduate now. Okay?